Thank you. All right. Thank you. Have a seat. I appreciate it. There we go. All right. Thanks. Y'all are just excited that you're just excited final exams are done. And cry out, "It is finished." And yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Another day, another A. Well, okay, at least you got through them, amen? That's what counts. I appreciate it. You're very gracious, and I appreciate it very much. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3, the Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." I've heard people preach from this portion of Scripture many, many times through the years, and they always stop at that one part, "He beholds the evil." And they get after us about how rotten we are. And we are pretty rotten. But get after us about that, that God sees what you're not going to get away with sin. But today I want to go on a little further and say, and the good. You know, God sees the good that you do, but a lot of times it doesn't seem like anybody's paying attention when you're doing the good. You go ahead and do something wrong, and buddy, they're all over you, all right? I mean, that's the way it is. But the thing is God sees evil, but he also sees the good, and he sees the good that you do. I came to Hiles Anderson College many years ago now, and when I came here, I'll be quiet, and when I came here, I saw the staff members here, and I said, man, these are some of the greatest Christian people I've ever met in my life. Now, my pastor was the greatest Christian I knew, but when I came here, I said, man, there's a bunch of these folks that are great Christians. And still to this day, I come on campus here, and I think what a wonderful privilege it is that I get to be here and to work with these great Christian staff members that are here. Wonderful people, dear people, love you, and tremendous folks, and it's an honor. But it's also an honor to work with the finest young people that I know anywhere. You folks are a bunch of great young people, and I want to encourage you this morning and let you know that God sees the good you do, too. God sees the good that you do, and he knows what you have done. You know, it always seems like we point out the bad to you, but you know, the thing is, it seems like when you're doing good, nobody pays attention. You know, when everything's just fine, and they're not paying attention, but then you just mess up one time, they're on your case. But God sees your good. You're a great bunch of young people. You know how it is? You work hard. You work hard all week. You're working and working and working on the job. You take your 10-minute break, and the boss comes in and says, "What in the world are you doing, man? Get up. You've been working the whole time." He hasn't been around there. Or you're working on a big day. You still have big days around here? You're working all week long. You go to class. You're working on the big day. And my soul, you're working and you're working and you're worn out and you knock on doors. You've been going day and night, and you go to church and you fall asleep. And they say, "You're a bunch of reprobate, don't even care, don't love God, sleeping in church." When I was a student here, we were talking about pastor school before we came out here. And we had pastor school. And if you have never been to pastor school, I don't know if you can even comprehend it. But we were at pastor school day and night. You're working. And then Brother Howell's always had a big day at the end of pastor school or just before it. And, oh, my soul, we're working, working, working. And I'll tell you what, we had a big day, First Baptist Church. I had a bus route, working all the, getting ready to go. Big day, you go on the bus all day, we run the bus, we drop the kids off, I get back to church for the evening service just before it starts, the auditorium is packed, it's jammed, they've got extra chairs up, I try to get a seat on the main floor, the ushers say there's no seats here, they send me up the balcony, I go to the balcony, and there's no seats up there, and so an usher sits me down on the steps of the balcony, and I'm sitting on the steps next to a pew. And I sit on the step, and I lean against the pew, and the next thing I know, everybody was standing up to lead the service. Get up, boy. Wake up. Now, you ever been there? Have you ever been there? You say, "I just don't know if anybody cares." I've got news for you. God sees the good that you do, and God knows your heart, and God knows what you've been doing. God knows you're good. You ride the bus faithfully. He knows that you do. The one day that you forget to take your Bible to class, that's the day the teacher asks you to read the verse. So you try to get it on your phone, but the phone's dead. It always happens that way. It's the way it is. You do that. You always sit in the front of the chapel. You sit in front, and you'll try to get down front. And the one day you come in late, you have to sit in the back. And the preacher goes, "You bunch of heathens sitting in the back. Good night. Get down here in front. What's wrong with you?" He said, "I always sit in front. I got Buddha back here." That choir sang and kicked me out. And what happened? You say, "Man, can anybody get what I'm going? Man, what's going on?" The preacher never asked you when you had 100 on your bus route, how'd you do? They always ask you when you had 10. "How'd your bus this week?" "Why didn't you ask me when I have 50, you know?" They always ask you when you have 10 on the bus ride. "Oh, how's your bus ride doing?" And, "Oh, yeah, don't ask me this week. This is not a good week for it." I had a bus ride on the south side of Chicago when I was a student here. Our bus ride was in the bush, and we were on the south side of Chicago. And I remember one day we had bus rides all over and kids, and I couldn't find two of my kids. Time to go home, I couldn't find two of the kids. And Dr. Jim Vineyard, who went to be with the Lord, he was the bus director then. And somebody said, "Well, they got on this other bus, they'll bring them back. Just take your other kids home." So I got on the bus, I take my other kids home. I come back, I go to the bus office, and there are those two kids playing in Dr. Vineyard's office. And he's playing with the kids. Now, Brother Vineyard was a Green Beret, special ops in Vietnam. They go in. I could kill people 10 ways with my thumb. Okay, what's wonderful? This is Jim Vineyard. He was just, if you know him, he was just, and he's old, but he loved the bus kids, loved them. And I walked in, he said, "What you want, McSpadden?" "Those two kids? These your kids?" "Yes, sir." "Okay, kids, go into the other room." They went into the other room. "McSpadden, you gonna be a preacher? You can't even take care of two bus kids, and you gonna be a preacher? You call yourself a preacher? You can't even take care of two bus kids? What's wrong with you, boy? Two of me? I got 50 of them home. I only lost two. Come on." Yeah. Teacher, the teacher never asks you the question that you know. They always ask you the questions you don't know. You're working, you're up half the night, you're always late to class, you're fighting to get to class, you're working to get to class, and you run, and the one day that you're on time, there's no class. Have you been there? When I was a student here, we used to live at Baptist City. The guys did. And we had a little apartment there. It's like you had three bedrooms, a bathroom, and a little living room area. And usually that was filled with other guys because it's packed out. And so we had one guy in our dorm, and he was never on time for anything. So he came down. He was about to over-absence his classes. He said, "Man," he said, "you guys got to help me." He said, "I got to get up. I can't miss another class. You guys got to get me up, man." He said, "I got to get me up tomorrow. I cannot miss another class." So he said, "Okay, all right." So he went to bed. He said, "I'm tired. I'm going to bed." Okay, he went to bed. We let it go for about an hour, and then we said, let's do something. So we went and set all the clocks like it was the next morning. And everybody got in the position they were. One guy in the shower, another guy reading his Bible on the couch, another guy laying in bed. Everybody in their normal positions that we are in the morning. And so we went in. "Hey, man, get up. What are you doing? It's time to go." Look at the clock. He goes, "Oh, man, I can't believe this." He gets up and looks around. Everybody's doing the same thing. He says, "It doesn't feel like I hardly slept at all." I said, "Man, you've been out. Get up. Get up." He's rushing around, brushing his teeth, getting ready, grabs his briefcase. We all run out to the car. The car's warming up. We run out to the car. And at that time of the year where it's dark when you go to bed and dark when you go home, you know. So he couldn't tell. We get in the car. We're flying along Highway 30. He's going, come on, go faster, man. I can't be late. I can't be late. You got to get me there. I'm over absent my class. You got to get me there, man. You got to get me there. We pull into the parking lot out there. He jumped out of the car with his briefcase. He's running. Ooh, 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 ooh. He's running across there. We're sitting in the parking lot. Wah! He runs across over here. He runs into school. We're sitting there just, we're laughing our heads off. And pretty soon he comes walking back out. Said, I hate you guys. I hate you. We had a great time in college. It was wonderful. But you know how it is. You're trying to make it on class. You're trying to do this. But let me just say this, that God sees the good that you do. God sees the good that you do, and he's seen what you've done this semester. God sees your good when you love the unlovely. God sees your good when you put shoes on feet, when you have holes in your own shoes. He sees your good when you seek the lost when it's 10 below zero, which is much of the year in Indiana. And he sees your good when you're doing that. He sees your good when you take your money and give it to help someone and you go without the things you really need. God sees the good that you're doing. He sees your good when you give hope to the hopeless. You know, the thing is, a lot of folks out there, and you go on these bus routes, and you go up in Chicago, and you go these different places, and they don't have much hope, but you give them hope. And I had on my bus ride on the south side a fella named Chewy, and he was a rough old boy. He got saved, and Chewy came to church, but he never really ever got caught on, you know. He'd come to church every so often, and rough old boy, tattoos all over him, wears his bandana, drinking, smoking, and all that, but he got saved, and he loved us, and he'd come, and he's out, and so one day we had a teenage soul-winning marathon, and Eddie Lapina said, you take these junior high boys, and we took them up to Chicago on the south side, and I said, okay, you guys get off here, you get here, and I just driving around making sure they're okay, and I pull up, and there's two of these guys, two of the junior high boys, and Chewy's standing there, but I didn't know who it was at the beginning, the guy with a bandana, a cigarette in one hand, a beer in another, and he's looking at him going like this, and I'm going, oh, brother, I get out of the car, walk over to Chewy, I said, Chewy, what are you doing messing with my boys? Oh, hey, Brother Bill, how you doing, man? Good. What are you doing messing with my boys? He said, no, I wasn't messing with them. I wasn't messing with them at all. He said, I was telling them that they shouldn't be afraid to talk to people like me. I said, Chewy, you're scary, all right? You're junior high. Yeah, but he said, people like me need Jesus too, and they shouldn't be afraid to tell people like me about Jesus. I said, okay, Chewy, you told them. I said, Chewy, get in the van. Let's have some fun. He got in the van. We drove up to the next corner where the couple of the guys, he looks out the window and goes, hey, you got to get in this van before I kill Brother Bill. You little kids, get in there, oh, my soul. The thing is that Chewy did, we got in that van, you know, all the boys were in there, and Chewy, he turned around and he said, Brother Bill, I want to tell him something. I'm saying, Chewy, not, probably you shouldn't tell him anything, okay? Chewy, don't, no, no. He said, no, I'm telling him something. He looked around. He said, hey, you guys, you listen to me. He said, only two people in this world that love me and cared about me. He said, Brother Bill and Brother Eddie, that's it. He said, these people love you, man. He said, I ain't what I'm supposed to be. He said, but they love you, man. Don't ever forget they love you. And you know there's a lot of people out there that they don't feel anybody loves them, but you went up this week and you went and knocked on their door and you loved that little child and you cared for that little bus kid and you gave hope to somebody that didn't have much hope. And God sees that good that you do. And God sees, he knows when you give your college sack lunch to a hungry bus kid, shame on you. I'm teasing, brother. That was good. I'm teasing. I'm just goofing around. I'm just playing. Is Brother Osgood in charge of the dining hall, the food? Is he the one that does that? Yeah, Rob Osgood. He does it. Yeah, and they do a great job. And you really are fed quite well, and I thank God for them. But I'm teasing. But God sees when you feed the hungry. And you go hungry, God sees you're good when you get up and pray before the sun is up. He sees you're good when you go where angels fear to tread in order to spread the gospel. He sees you're good when you spend sleepless nights to help and serve in the ministry here. God sees you're good. God sees you're good when you encourage the preacher by giving him a piece of candy or a note. And by the way, you have a privilege. You have two pastors. You have your home pastor and you have Brother Wilkerson here. And let me just say that these pastors, they love you, and they carry a heavy burden. And every little note that you give them, every word of encouragement that you give them, every gift that you give them changes things. It makes a big difference. And by the way, your pastor back home, he needs to get a note from you every so often. He needs to hear, "Hey, Pastor, I love you. Appreciate it." And you have, and many of you do that. And God knows it. And he sees when you help your pastor and love your pastor. He sees you're good. He sees the good you do when you drive buses through streets in Chicago that are too narrow for bicycles to pass each other. I don't know how you guys drive through those things. I'm amazed at it, but God sees you're good. God sees you're good when you love a lonely child. You know, the thing is, there are a lot of children on the bus routes and the bus ministry that are just waiting for somebody to love them. I have a man in my church right now, and his name is J.R. And J.R. was from the... Who's JR? Where is he? Where is he? Oh, yeah, no, yeah, Greg. All right. No, he tried to get in our church. We voted him out. And JR was a Chicago bus kid. He was up in Chicago, gangland area. And he told me, he told me, he said, you know, he said, Pastor, he said, when those college kids would come up to Chicago, he said, me and my sister, his father left him. His mother would beat him with whips and beat him. And he's got scars on him, not from the gang, but from his mother. And he said, you know, the only people that I ever thought really loved me were those bus workers that came up. And he said, on Saturday, we would stay at home and we would sit there waiting for, and he called them the brothers to come. He said, because I knew they loved me. And he said, all week I would look forward to the day that those bus workers would come to my house, because I knew that they loved me. And now he's serving God because some bus workers from Hiles Anderson College went by his house. God sees that good. God sees what you're doing. God sees it when you go up there and love the unlovely, and you take care of those little bus kids, and you love them when they don't think anybody else cares about them in this world. God sees you're good. God sees you're good when you serve in the Sunday school. Sunday school kids are great. I was the superintendent of primary C Sunday school. First, second, and third grade kids from the south side of Chicago. And all these little kids coming in. And one little kid is hilarious. He came in at first grade. He had a switchblade. He pulled the switchblade on somebody, and they said, Brother Bill, the kid got a switchblade. I went out and said, give me the blade. He said, no, I ain't giving you. I said, give me the blade. He said, man, my kid started crying. I can't give it. My brothers, he'll kill me. I can't. I said, give me the blade. And he gave me the blade, and his brother let him live anyhow. But we had that Sunday school, those first, second, third grade kids up there, and at that time we'd have sometimes 300 kids up there. They're all packed in there. And so we had this spring program. We had different characters come and visit. People get dressed up in costume and come. We had Baptist Barney one time. Y'all know who Barney is? That little... We had Baptist Barney. We got the outfit and the guy dressed up, and we played the music. I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. And Barney comes in, and the kids, ah, Barney. I said, well, Baptist Barney, what do you want to tell the kids? You be in school, in Sunday school every week, read your Bible, pray. And we had Baptist Barney come one time, and we had a gorilla come one time. I put a guy in a gorilla outfit. I said, now look, just stand out the door and knock. And I said, when I open the door, I'll have someone open the door. You come in, and you just walk in, and I'll talk to you, okay? Well, he thought he was going to try to really be a big, bad gorilla. He's in his grill outfit, knocks on the door. They open the door, and he comes out. Whoa, whoa, la, whoa. And here's these little first-grade kids from the south side of Chicago. Ah! They're crying. They're screaming. They're crawling under the pews. And he's out there. Ah! Ah! I'm saying, shut up, man. The kids are running out of the Sunday school department. They're crawling all over. They're screaming. They're crying. Ah! I said, kids, tackle the gorilla. He deserved it. There were a bunch of brave ones. They jumped on him, and they were beating up the gorilla. It was great. It was awesome. I loved it. And one of the kids pulled his head off. And they're looking to hear this guy, he's all beat up. I said, you deserve that, man. Don't do that with your little first grade kid, all right? God sees the good you do in your Sunday school class. He sees how you care for those kids and scare them with gorillas and stuff like that. God sees you're good. He sees the things that you do that are good. He sees you're good when you don't give up on those who have given up on themselves. He sees you're good when you give up your Saturdays and your Sundays to reach the lost for Christ. He sees you're good when you're too tired to keep on going, but you keep on going anyway. He sees you're good when you work in the shadows with little or no recognition. And you know, a lot of times that people come through this college and you work in the shadows and nobody applauds for you and nobody says your name and nobody gives you an award. And you're just faithfully working in the shadows. But I got news for you. There's a God in heaven who sees what you're doing. And he sees you're good. His eyes are watching, and he sees the good you do. And nobody else may even know about it, but God sees it, and he's keeping record of it. And the day will come when you'll stand before him, and he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And he'll give you rewards that will last for eternity. I've got news for you. There's a God in heaven who sees the good you're doing, young people. He sees you're good. He sees you're good when you meet the needs of others while being in need yourself. He sees you're good when you weep over the lost. He sees you're good when you're misunderstood, maligned, criticized, and attacked, and yet you turn the other cheek and love your roommate, and I mean your enemies anyway. You heard about it's bad when you come to college, your roommate wears footy pajamas, you know? It's a bad deal. Uh-oh, I think I hit a nerve. JR? No, okay. I'm just teasing, Brother Greg. I'm just teasing, all right? I'm teasing. I love you. You're a great guy, even though you're a Green Bay Packer fan. I still love you anyway, man. All right. God sees you're good when you're a punching bag for the kids in Sunday school. God sees you're good when you clean the bus at the end of the day. God sees you're good when you care for those who don't care for you. You know, there are times that you're trying to help people and they don't care about you at all, but you care about them anyway, and God sees that, and God sees that you love them anyhow, and God sees you're good. He sees you're good when you do not complain about those who complain about you. He sees you're good when you write a note of encouragement to a fellow Christian. He sees you're good when you work with teenagers who don't want to work with you. You know, the thing is that teenagers sometimes, they push it, and they act like they don't want your help, but they really do. They don't want to cooperate much, but they know that they need you, and you love them. And God sees you're good when you do that. God sees you're good when you're submissive to godly authority. God sees you're good when you're on time to your job and you work hard and you give Hiles Anderson College and First Baptist Church a good name. You know, when you work hard on the job, you're laying a pathway for other students who are coming after you to get a job later. And God sees that good. And many of you, you hear about the guys who mess up or the girls that mess up, but when you're faithful to your job, God sees that and he says, hey, I see that good, and God's keeping record of it. God sees your good. He sees the good that you do. God sees the good when you die to self so that others may have eternal life. God sees your good when you smile on the outside, but you're hurting in your heart and you weep inside. God sees your good when you're poor in this world so you can make others rich in the spiritual world. He sees your good when you take the truth to those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. He sees you're good when you work on work scholarship here serving others. In the mornings, many times I come on the campus and I'm here before a lot of folks are up and out here yet. I walk in, but I see the work scholarship students working in the hallways, cleaning, vacuuming, washing things. I worked on work scholarship here when I was here. I don't know what's called now. You're highfalutin now, you know. But when I was there, I was on the cleaning crew. And they called it buckets and bows. All the girls that were the workers were the bows. I was the only guy. I was the bucket. And I worked through the hallways at night. Back then we didn't have carpet. We're just buffing all the hallways and everything. You know, sometimes I wonder, did God see what I was doing? God notice anything? But those of you who work in the dining hall or the cleaning or whatever else on Work Scholarship here, and you work in the shadows, God sees the good that you do. And I was a student. I was in the men's restroom over here, the staff men's restroom, cleaning it. As a freshman, I'm cleaning. I didn't come here to clean sinks. I was discouraged. I was upset. I didn't come here to clean sinks and toilets. I came here to be a preacher. Emptying the trash, sweeping the floor, wiping the mirror. I didn't come here for this. I came here to be a preacher. We had a professor back then, Ed Reese. Was he here when you were here? Ed Reese was the epitome. How many of you remember Ed Reese? Some of you folks. He was the epitome of the absent-minded professor. He was it. I had him in class. He never looked at us one time. Good to see you, class. We're glad you're here. And he's writing on the chalkboard. He was enthusiastic and all that, but didn't even know we existed. It was just brilliant mind, brilliant man. Unbelievable. He could just whip stuff out of there and he'd, well, good to have you here. And he never looked at you. And he walked in, and I was cleaning in there. I don't want to be a preacher. I can't be a preacher. I'm cleaning sink and all that. And he walked in. Oh, how you doing, Brother Bill? Good to see you. How are you? I'm so glad you're here. Man, he said, I'll tell you what, I bet you get discouraged cleaning the bathroom. I said, yes, sir, I do. I bet you thought you came here for other things. Yes, sir, that's right, I did. He starts in, and he was a great historian for Christian history, and he says, I'll tell you what, Lester Roloff took a cow and milked his way through college, and he went on D.L. Moody, and he went on all these great people. He said, they cleaned this, they did that. He said, and I got news for you. You're on the right track. Just keep it up. God's going to use you someday. That's wonderful. Goodbye. See you. And he walked out. That was it. Thank you, Brother Reese. Those of you who know Brother Reese know what I'm talking about. But something he said that day, he said, you know, I might as well, this is what God's given me to do. I'm going to do it the best I can. And man, I started working at it and cleaning and doing extra and putting in extra hours and started doing all these things. And you know what? God sees what you're doing. God sees you're good, and he will reward that someday. God sees the good you're doing. God sees the good when you visit those who are forgotten in hospitals, rest homes, and jails. He sees your good when you go fishing for men rather than fishing for fish. He sees your good when you're loyal to your preacher. He sees your good when you help those who doubt to live by faith. He sees your good when you, now that nobody else sees, the things that you work for years, and you'll never see a reward for it here on earth. But I've got news for you. There's a God in heaven who sees your good. Young people, you've come to Hiles Anderson College, and you're working to get a degree so that you can go out and serve God somewhere. And God sees what you're doing right now. I'm looking at a bunch of wonderful young people. And I love you. And I think I can speak for the faculty and the administration. They love you. And you're precious. You're wonderful young people. And you're a bunch of good folks. You're going home for the holidays. Enjoy it. Rejoice. Have fun. Eat. Sleep. And then eat and sleep some more. And then eat and sleep some more. And then eat and sleep some more. And then when you come back to college, bring a picnic basket full of food to eat when you get back. You have worked hard this semester. You've studied. You've sacrificed. You've worked. And I want you to know there's a God in heaven who sees your good, and there's a bunch of folks who work here who understand and know the good you do. And it's not in vain. We love you. We're proud of you. You're a great bunch of young people. It's an honor for me to be able to stand before you this morning and just remind you that God sees your good. I'll read one more verse to you. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, and you have done what you've done out of love for the Lord, out of love for souls, out of love for your mom and dad, out of love for your preacher. And God sees the good. I'm real proud of you. I congratulate you on a job well done. God bless you all.